Thursday at the Legacy Dinner Theater. Along with a wonderful meal, you'll hear all your favorites from Buddy Holly, like Peggy Sue, Oh Boy, That'll Be the Day, and many more. Plus hits from Richie Valens like La Bamba, Come On, Let's Go, and Donna. And who could forget Chantilly Lace by the Big Bopper? The Legacy Dinner Theater across from the Wilderness Resort welcomes back Winter Dance Party this Thursday and includes a three-course lunch. This show sold out last time, so get your tickets now while they're still available. And coming in March, it's the Beatles as Liverpool Legends returns to Wisconsin Dells for two shows. For tickets, call us today at 608-432-SHOW or buy online at LegacyDinnerTheater.com. That's LegacyDinnerTheater.com.
Compeer Financial, a long-standing partner with FFA at both local and state levels, is proud to recognize and celebrate Baraboo FFA members during National FFA Week. Connect with your local Compeer Financial team by calling 844-426-6733 or visit compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Federal prosecutors now say the former FBI informant accused of lying about Hunter and Joe Biden has admitted that Russian intelligence officials were the ones involved in passing the information on to him, and that those same officials continue trying to influence the 2024 presidential election. A 33-year-old American-Russian ballerina now accused of treason in Russia for allegedly donating $51 to Ukraine.
ABC News has learned she is 33-year-old Senya Karolina, a dual U.S.-Russian citizen from Los Angeles. Her current employer saying she stopped showing up for work in mid-January. Russian authorities releasing video Tuesday showing what is believed to be Karolina seen in custody with a hat covering her eyes, being handcuffed and appearing in court.
ABC's Martha Raddatz. The body of an 11-year-old Texas girl missing since last Thursday in the Houston area found. A friend of Audrey Cunningham's father expected to be charged soon. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
The Middleton Police Department has now confirmed that two of the individuals that were found dead in an apartment on Sunday were children. In an update, the Middleton Police Department stated that two children were students at Sauk Trail Elementary School. At the time of the update, the ages and names of the students were not released out of respect for the family. A Sauk County man has died following a head-on crash with a semi. The crash happened Monday morning when the man's SUV crossed over the center of the highway, hitting the semi head-on. Those vehicles collided near Wilton Rod and Gun Club on the highway near the town of Wilton. The man driving the SUV was found dead at the scene. The semi-driver was injured. The crash shut down Highway 71 for over 5 hours. The crash remains under investigation. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather brought to you by The Jeweler's Edge, a full-service jeweler since 2013. The Jeweler's Edge, 416 Oak Street, downtown Baraboo.
Max FM. City weather.
It is going to be another nice one today. Mostly sunny, up to 55 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 32 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high right back up to 55. Friday, we'll be sunny and cooler with a high near 40. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
99.7 Max FM.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. We hope your Wednesday is going well so far. We're halfway through another work week. We're just trying to make it to the weekend. Almost there. We can do this. We've got it, right? Lots of coffee. Sprinkle donut or two. Here's Men at Work.
Stay away. now. Tiptoe across the floor. If he hears, he'll knock all day. I'll be trapped, and here I'll have to stay. I've done no harm, I keep to myself. There's nothing wrong with my state of mental health. I like it here with my childhood friends. That I can see, it's just my fantasy.
Seven Max FM.
Enjoy the silence. There's Depeche Mode, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's about 12 minutes after 11 now. Hopefully you're having a great Wednesday. Some gorgeous weather to start the day. And honestly, it's just going to keep getting nicer and nicer today. Working our way to a high of 55. Doesn't sound bad, does it, Finn? You know, the only drawback to this type of weather is the muddy paws after we've come in from outside.
Yeah.
It's the only drawback. The only thing that I can complain about right now. Asby's just so cute. She's gotten so she knows the routine. She comes in, she sits down on the rug, she sighs really big, she waits for me to get the towel to do the sand and all the mud out of the toenails and stuff, and then she sighs again, and then she waits for me to do the wet paper towel to get the mud out from between the toesies. So she's a good patient puppy. So she's got the routine down at this point.
See, now I have to be careful about that, because I take them both out for a walk, mm-hmm. bring them back, and then I let them run around and play in the backyard for a while.
Sure.
Okay, so I take them off their leash, okay? Mm-hmm. So they're off their leashes, and then I bring them back in, and I bring them back in through the back door, where
right.
if the door in the laundry room is open, like if
right.
I've forgotten or whatever,
right.
they'll just run through the
yeah.
house, and then they'll, you know, track in mud and dirt and everything.
Yeah.
So I always have to be a little careful about that, because they'll take off before I even get to wipe off their paws.
See, on a walk, it's not bad, because we have the booties on and we come in downstairs. That door is always shut because that's the coldest room in the house, so it lets in a lot of really cold air, which in the summer is great, in the winter, not so great. So that room is always shut up. So I never have to worry about the door. When we go for a walk, the booties just kind of come off. They go on our little mat, and then we move on with life. It's even out here on Goose Poop Pond to just go potty, because as we all know, Aspen cannot just go in the backyard and do her thing. She has to
yeah.
be walked in order to go potty. And I don't usually booty her for that, because it's just a quick trip in and out until it isn't. And then we've, you know, walked the entire neighborhood for about the 90th time that particular day. And then we come in and we have lots of mud between our toes. But even this morning when I took her out, because it was 45, we had mud and sand between our toes. This is the muddiest, sandiest dirt out here ever, all the time. There's constantly mud tracking in through the house, so there's always a little cleanup that needs to happen. But she's a good girl. A lot of sighing, a lot of hanging her head, a lot of looking at me like you are the worst mom on the face of the
uh-huh.
earth, but she still lets me do my thing, so that's good. Good ass.
They don't really
we'll
like
say.
That. There, some no. dogs are more patient than others.
She's not patient. She's just learned that this is how it's going to be, so I'm going to succumb because mama's still got my rope on, and she's got enough that I can move around. I've got enough slack I can move around, but not enough that I can actually get away from her at this point. So there's tricks to the trade, as we all know as dog owners, that's for sure. Now, we all know that, you know, when you have electronics sitting around, mixing them with a little water, bad. That's a bad, bad thing, right?
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, and mixing water with uncooked rice is a good thing. So what about mixing uncooked rice with your waterlogged cell phone? It's a trick we've all seen on the interwebs time and time again, in case you dump it in a sink or drop it in a toilet, something like that. You've probably heard this hack about you're putting your wet cell phone in rice, especially if you've panicked about dropping it in some sort of puddle or, again, the toilet, which seems to happen a lot. I don't know how that happens to people, but I get it. Apple, though, is warning us not to do this, especially iPhones. iPhones are more sophisticated than they used to be, but most cell phones are, I guess, and some can handle certain levels of water. They now have a liquid detection warning that tells you if your USB-C port gets wet. There are things that you can do. Dry the phone with a cloth and tap the phone gently to drain water from the ports. Leave the phone to air dry. Make sure you have it in an area with a lot of different airflow, and avoid putting cables inside until it's completely dried out. But according to Apple, they are saying, quote, don't insert a foreign object such as a cotton swab or a paper towel into the connector, and don't put your iPhone in a bag of rice. Doing so could allow small particles of rice to actually damage the iPhone, which
that
I guess also
like
makes
common
sense.
Common sense, doesn't it?
It does. But I guess if you've got an older phone, it would probably work. But some of the newer ones, it's probably not going to work. And let's face it, cell phones and most technology has come a really long way since when we first first rolled out the bag phones back in, you know, the archaic ages.
Remember how huge they were back then?
They were ginormous. They were ginormous. I just love to watch episodes of TV shows from like the late 80s, early 90s. Saved by the Bell. Seinfeld is a hoot. Seinfeld, Saved by the Bell, any of those when they pull out the cell phone and it's like this thing that you can't, like you need something to help balance it on your shoulder and everything because they are just ginormous. They're about a foot thick, maybe a little exaggerated, but not quite. I mean, they were thick. They had these great big antennas on them, and I definitely weren't putting one of those into your pocket, Finn.
No.
you weren't getting by with putting the cell phone into the pocket in that day and age, but absolutely crazy. So apparently if you've got a new phone, rice is not the answer anymore, interestingly enough. Thank you,
All
Apple.
Good to know, especially for us not tech-savvy people.
There's so many different things that you have to know. Now, here's where I'm at on the whole cell phone thing, and just really electronics in general. So Dexter did drop his old phone in a sink of water when we were in Chicago back in October, had to get a new phone. He got a new iPhone because, well, that was where the special was, and that was going to be the cheapest price point for his dad, who obviously still pays for the phone. So there was that. And I'm looking at his iPhone 15 and looking at my phone, and I'm going, he has two versions newer than even I do. What is happening here? Let it go because I don't really care. You know, I love my phone for basically like directions, right? And being able to get a hold of people in a pinch. I'm not tethered to my phone by any means. So I let that one go. Then this weekend, we go to the Twin Cities. Now, I've been using the same laptop for, I don't know. I think I got the thing when we were living in Minneapolis yet. So that thing's probably 9-10 years old. Dexter has a brand new laptop now. So we're standing in the middle of Corey's favorite store where he loves to get electronics this weekend, and he's picking out this laptop for his kid who he really wants him to be able to go, you know, be able to move around a little bit more, not always have to do school at home. Dexter wants to go with his dad more to some of these engineering sites and just kind of hang out. Now he's got something to do while dad's working, right? He can do school, he can watch movies, whatever. But we're picking out this laptop for this kid, and plus he's going to have it for a while. You know, we're thinking of, you know, a few years, higher education, all of that kind of stuff. It'll be good for a very long time. I'm looking at this laptop that his dad's picking out for him. I'm like, now he has a new laptop too? Like, he's got a better phone than I do. He's got a way better.
Are you starting to get jealous?
A little bit. I'm like, meanwhile, I'm over here plunking away watching the thing take 20 minutes to reboot when I have to shut it down. And he's got like brand new technology at his disposal. So that's neat. But I won't be putting my phone in a bag of rice when I drop it in a sink to get a new one, Finn. Because I'm pretty sure that's what happened. I'm almost certain that Dexter's phone, air quotes, accidentally hit the sink because he was really railing on it and really needed, he did need a new one, but it was very coincidental. Let's put it like that.
Well, now, didn't the threat come up that if he ruins this one, then it's a flip phone?
Yes.
And that's what's going to happen? Yeah.
Yes. That's what his dad told him. If you drop this one in a sink, if you drop it on the ground, if the screen smashes, if anything happens to it, you're getting a grandma flip phone. That's what he told him. And I remember his dad looking at him and he goes, and don't test me because I'm not afraid to go the jitterbug route with you either. So
that's hilarious.
Dexter has taken such good care of his precious phone. Such good care of his precious phone. It's amazing what a threat like that of lack of technology.
Well, no teenager wants to be seen with a flip phone, right?
That's right. That's right. Although yesterday we found out there's a little nostalgia with those for Gen Zers now.
That's where we have to be careful as parents. Right? We have to be careful with that because then they might start thinking, oh, this is cool. It's retro.
That's right. I don't know if Dexter does retro very well, but we can maybe, I don't know. He likes retro clothes, so maybe his technology can be retro too. You know, it's funny though, because Dexter is not, well, he's a lot like I am with his phone. He likes to have his phone for certain things, but usually when he's in the house, he forgets where he sets it. He has no idea where it is if it's in the house. When he leaves the house, he's very good about, okay, it's here. This is where I'm going to put it. You know, it's in this pocket kind of thing. So he's mindful of it when he leaves the house, but he's a lot like I am when he's at home. He has no idea where it's at. The ringer's never on. You can't really get a hold of him if you need to on it because he just doesn't care that much about it, which is totally the way I am with my phone. Drives my husband absolutely insane, because my husband, on the other hand, as anybody who knows him, Dave Grant, if you're listening this morning, you will attest, the man, like, the phone is an extension of his hand. Like, it truly has become an extension of his hand. Yeah. It is. It truly, truly is. He is always on the thing, and it drives me absolutely bonkers. Now, it's fun, though, because he'll invite me out to dinner, or he'll say, let's go to lunch, and I'll be like, okay, knowing very well that there is going to be no conversation happening for most of the dinner, the lunch, the breakfast, whatever it is, because he's going to be on his phone, whether it's a phone call, whether it's texting, or whatever it's going to be. He has so many different text conversations going at all times. I don't know how he keeps them straight, and it's all done by phone. It is absolutely unbelievable to me, and a little annoying all at the same time.
Now, see, I don't even own a cell phone. I don't even own a cell phone, okay? All right, so, but it has, from time to time, it's been an issue, you know, sure. Because, you know, that's just the way the world works these sure. days, right?
Yep.
So here was the initial plan, was we got another phone, and then my son and I were going to share it. Okay.
Sure.
Well,
that
has completely gone by the side of the road, and now it really is his phone.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how it goes.
And because we moved out of the boonies, we don't have a landline anymore.
Right.
So yesterday, I needed to make a phone call, so I asked my son if I could borrow his phone, which he was cool with. But
sure.
You know, I mean, I'm proud to say that I don't text. I've never texted. I never will. And I stand by that. And here's the thing. Yesterday, I was on the computer for so long, and I kept going back, like, why am I checking Facebook so much?
Right.
What is happening over there that is
right.
so, you know? And so when I take a break from it, oh, it's just, I just need to unplug from time to time.
It feels good to walk away from it for a while.
When you realize how much time you're spending on a screen,
all
the other things you could be doing instead
right?
of on a screen, I mean, how much time do we spend looking at a stupid
right.
computer
oh,
screen
no,
or
I,
a phone? Or
I'm right there you with know? You. And it's funny because if Dexter goes with us to one of those lunches that his dad has now invited us to, Dexter and I will just start having our own conversation about him having conversations on the phone to see how long it takes him to figure out that we're actually making fun of him. Because Dexter will be like, so there's this guy over here who just can't put his phone down. And I wonder what's so interesting. Oh, he spelled that word wrong. Got to go back. Backspace. Like, so that's what we do. We commentate what he's doing to see how long it's going to take him to
and
come out of his phone.
How long does it usually take?
Oh, it takes a few minutes. It usually takes a few minutes because he's so engaged in what's happening. And I understand it's for his job. It's for work. You know, he's trying to deal with multiple sites and hundreds of things happening in one day. So I totally, totally understand. And I don't say take away the technology. It would just be nice for you to put it down for like 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
So we can have like an actual conversation for a second.
Looking at each other eye to eye.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. You know, and he's engaging in Dexter's day and Dexter's having a conversation with his dad. When he does need to be present and absolutely has to be, he can do it. He can do it. It's just, you know, there's other things that take his attention away. So, but yeah, no, it's like another hand at this point. He's got like two hands all the time on either side. Doesn't matter. It's interchangeable. But he's always got like an extension of a hand happening because of his cell phone.
Well, so. For Corey, is it pretty much always work related? I mean,
yes.
is it? Yeah, because I mean, I know he's busy and he always has, you know, fires that he has to put out, et cetera.
Lots of fires to put out. Yeah, no, it's usually work related. You know, we're now getting into the peak of storm chasing season as well. So it's coordinating the chasers, getting them out, working with the different media companies and all of that. So yes, it's usually work related, which is why I try not to get too upset about it, because I understand it's important. But yeah, sometimes it gets a little annoying.
That's not my life. That is not my... I'm more concerned about getting the dogs out and taking the dogs for a walk and doing
that's
all
my
that.
Life. That's you know, my life. Like, right? he totally doesn't understand why I never answer my phone when he calls. Because I don't care.
Exactly.
I don't care as much as you do. That's why. Easy. You know, and then he gets upset because he'll be like, well, I needed something from you today. Well, why didn't you just text me? That's what you do all the time. It's surprising when you actually call to have a conversation. Now, here's the the thing I will say. If he does call me in the middle of the day for something random, I know that something really, really awful has happened or his day is just going horribly because he just doesn't call. He texts for everything. So then if he's called me in the middle of the day and I see that I have a missed call from him, I will always make a point to immediately call him back because I know something is wrong. Something not great has happened. But I just don't care as much as you do. That's why I don't answer the phone. I have voicemail. Leave a message. I'll get right back to you.
That's pretty much the way the world works, too.
Right?
I mean, you know, nobody really cares. They don't really want to have a conversation.
I'll have a conversation with you. I just don't need to speak to you at that immediate time. If it's that big of an emergency, then perhaps we should have organized something to get together sooner. I don't know what to tell you. I will always make those phone calls back. I always return my calls as soon as I see them. But I just, I'm not going to be tethered to my phone all day long. I'm not going to do it. I want to live my life.
And see, that's probably why I check Facebook so much, because I do use Messenger on Facebook.
Sure. Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
And I mean that's pretty much the way I go back and forth with my older kids, you know. When we had a landline back when we lived in the boonies, when we had the landline, my oldest son would usually call probably about once a week.
Sure.
He'd call just to check in. Sometimes I would call him and we'd have a conversation and we'd chat. Now we got rid of the landline and now and I don't have a phone myself, so then it's like it's pretty much all just Messenger. But it's like you can only be tied to that for so long. Eventually you just say, okay, I don't want to see this.
My husband has like 22 different messaging apps, and the other day, I'm exaggerating, but I think it's close to like 10 right now for just the different things that he does. It's Messenger. They've got like a Google chat. There's all sorts of things that are happening. He's got private chats with people for individual things that are happening at work. He's got all of this stuff going on all the time. And the other day, somebody tried to send him a link for a new messaging system, and he's like, look, if you can't use one of the 10 that I already have, then we have a major complication here, because he's like, I basically have every chat app that you can possibly imagine, and he's like, we have to use one of those because I am not going to have another ding dong or boop on my phone in any way, shape or form. So he does, I mean, he draws the line at a certain number, I guess. I mean, 11's just pushing it. Too many.
That's too many.
That's way too many. Way too many. Oh, my goodness. Taking a look at the forecast right now. It's going to be gorgeous today. Lots of sunshine, 55 for a high. Mostly cloudy down to 32 tonight. More sun, 55 tomorrow. Then as we look ahead to Friday, sunny and a little cooler. Still pretty nice, though, with a high around 40. Right now, it's 46.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
High fashion doesn't have to mean a high price tag. Amber Lux Consignment Boutique in downtown Baraboo has name brand women, men, infant, and children clothing items, shoes, designer handbags, gift items, and much more. Women owned and operated, Amber Lux Consignment Boutique is located at 121 Fifth Street in Baraboo. New items are added daily. Stop in Tuesday through Saturday to find your new fashion focus for less at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique of Baraboo.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life. And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Kanamichi Craft Bar in Baraboo is the perfect place to meet family and friends for get-togethers and events. They have amazing charcuterie boards, wine from across the globe, craft beer and cocktails, retail wine, and gift cards. Kanamichi is at 126 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. Be sure to check out their Facebook posts for more upcoming live music, comedy, game nights, and events. Kanamichi Craft Bar in downtown Baraboo.
Maximum music.
It's 8:31 right now. We hope that your Wednesday is going well so far. Thank you so much for joining us on this beautiful morning. Here is Aerosmith and Walk This Way, 99.7 Max FM. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:35 right now. And you know, Finn, there are certain things that women will do to make themselves look presentable to go out in public, right? But I'm not really sure I could get on board with this one because it really does look more like a torture machine when you watch the videos for it. There's this robotics company out there called Loom, and they have an AI-powered robot that can actually apply fake eyelashes faster than humans can. The CEO of this company says that this will completely transform the experience of eyelash extensions at salons. They just installed their first one at an Ulta store in San Jose, California. So what happens is you basically lie down, your eyes are taped shut, they lock your head into this machine, and two robotic arms with pointy tools glue fake lashes onto your real ones. It's actually very scary looking. It looks like something from a sci-fi movie when you watch the video.
Sounds
for
like it.
It's very, very traumatic, I think. Now, the tools have been described as featherweight, ultra-delicate wands that can break away if the robot decides to start stabbing you in the eyeballs, because that could actually happen. Oh, my
gosh.
So who
would do this? I mean, what happens when the robot goes haywire?
Oh, my gosh. So apparently that's not something, though, you should be concerned about. One customer says that who's tried it says that it feels like butterfly kisses until it starts stabbing you in the eyeball. The current model can actually do it 30% faster than humans, but they're working on one that can do it about 400% faster, and they hope to have them at every Ulta store across the country someday. Oh, my goodness. Here's an idea. Let's not let robots put on our fake eyelashes, okay?
No. I mean, this isn't something you would try, right?
Oh, no, no. My goodness. This is, I mean, it looks something like something from the movie Clockwork Orange. It really,
exactly.
Truly does when
Except
you watch
his
it.
His eyes are taped open,
right, know, right, right. It is actually kind of scary that the robot could just start stabbing your eyeball.
Why
or
would
something
you have sharp tools around your eyeballs? I don't get it.
Oh my gosh. Now, and I know a lot of women do the fake eyelash route. That's cool. I've never personally done it even once in my life. I was lucky enough to never need to do the fake eyelash route. I had thick, very long eyelashes, so I never had to do that, even in high school or college. And I know some women do, but I think I would just keep applying them myself. I'm just spitballing here this morning. I wonder
in
how
case
much
you
this
want
cost,
to go down
though.
The Tammy Faye Baker
right?
Rabbit
yeah
hole.
Don't do that, people. Don't get into that mode of makeup. Now I wonder how much this is going to cost, though, and then I also wonder how often you have to have it done, because obviously fake eyelashes are not permanent, right? You can take them off, you can put them back on, kind of thing. So I wonder how often you have to have this done and how much this is going to cost you for a robot to potentially stab you in the eyeball, because that's all I can see right now is a robot stabbing me in the eyeball. That's all I'm getting out of the whole thing.
I don't know why you ladies would want to have this done, but okay, whatever.
I don't understand a lot of things in the world, and I know women will go to great lengths to make sure that their appearance is exactly the way they want it, and I just say, just be who you are, be beautiful in the own skin you have. And I get for some people this is what makes them feel beautiful, and I totally respect that, but you don't need a robot stabbing you in the eyeball.
No. See, this is the kind of thing. I mean, I get, you know, wanting to look good and going out in public and, you know, I get it. But at the same time, I kind of feel like the culture is a little sick because of the extremes that you go to.
Yeah.
What's the most extreme you've gone with that whole thing?
With wanting to look like the appearance thing?
Yeah, an appearance thing.
I've never been extreme in the appearance. I would say maybe in high school, I colored my hair a lot, but that wasn't for appearance. I just liked having different color hair. And it wasn't anything wild. It wasn't like blues or pinks or purples. It was literally just playing with different colors. So I was auburn at one point. I was super blonde at one point. Always had lots of highlights. But that's probably the most extreme I've ever gone.
So you were experimental with your hair color.
That was it. And then at one point, I was just like, my hair grows way too fast. This is really expensive. So I'm done doing this. And I've gotten highlights off and on over the years, but my hair just grows way too fast. And I can't keep up with it. So it just doesn't make any sense for me to do it. Oh, yeah. Back in the day. Yeah. And my perms got really, really curly because I have a lot of natural curl in my hair. So perms for me were very, very curly, like super ultra curly. So I had to make sure I had the right stylist to kind of work with the curl. But that was probably as extreme as I've gotten. Like, I've never been into major fashion. I never went with a lot of the trends.
Manicures and pedis?
I never did any of that. I did tanning beds when I was in high school, that would be considered nowadays probably fairly extreme with what we found out about the UV rays and all of that. But I mean, that was pretty much the gist of it. I didn't get too wild and crazy out there as far as my appearance went. I was always pretty much, I mean, my kids laugh at me because if you look at pictures of me in high school, I mean, my style has evolved a little bit, but it's the same concept as it was even back then. I mean, it's the same concept. I still do Levi's, still like to just hack them off at the hem. I want the fray. I don't care about the neat hem unless I need the jeans for something specific and something dressier than grocery shopping. Like, that's just how it's always been for me. So I still wear my Birkenstocks. I mean, the styles evolved a little bit. Instead of the fake leather ones, I get the real leather ones, you know, and sometimes I'll do the Birkenstock boots and things, but that's just a necessity because they feel good on my feet and help my back. So I do that. But it's high tops. I still do the high top sneakers and sweatshirts and things.
Yeah,
really, and when I say these things out loud, Finn, I still perpetually think I'm 16. That's exactly what it is. So that's not exactly good either. But
and there's a point to that where I start thinking, okay, all right, still wearing jeans, huh? Okay, mm-hmm. All right.
I know,
but
I love
don't
my jeans.
I don't want to wear dad jeans. You know,
right.
I don't want to look like that guy.
Right.
I want to look age appropriate.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. I get it.
There's a point where you just can't pull it off anymore.
No. And here's the thing. I mean, I just dress for what's comfortable. I dress with what I'm comfortable in. I love to layer. I love to layer things in the wintertime. In the summertime, I love wear a pair of jeans that are cut off so they're crop. I love them so they're about a size bigger than what I actually wear, so they're baggy and loose, and I can throw my sandals on and head out the door with a t-shirt that's a little bit oversized by like just a titch, because you don't want to look like you're sloppy and trying too hard either. But you know, just comfortable. I just want to be comfortable all the time, and maybe that's because that's how I've always dressed, and part of it is I think because for so many years I was in mom mode, so you didn't have time to wear all of the really tight clothes, all the really tight jeans. You needed stuff that you could run around the playground in and chase after Dexter in. That's what essentially you needed, right? So that's always been how I've dressed, is what was comfortable and what was going to get me from point A to point B the quickest and still be comfortable enough to sit on the floor or play in sandboxes with my kids. I mean, that was essentially what it was, especially when they were little. And then you just kind of get into where this is what it is and this is how you're going to dress.
Yeah.
And that's, I guess, how it's always been for me. So
now I will say, shopping-wise, one of the things that I think I feel like men are kind of on an equal playing field with women is shopping for a swimsuit.
Oh man, that's just gross.
We are so down for the count in that, because
right?
There are so many, they make us look ridiculous. I mean,
women's suits aren't any better. I mean, sometimes they make you look ridiculous as well. And here's the thing I don't understand about women's clothes in general, and men's clothes to some degree. I mean, especially when you're talking just t-shirts or like flannels or jeans, right? Because that's pretty much what you see in a men's section of a store. You don't get a whole lot of variation on men's clothes.
No.
The one thing I don't understand about women's clothes is, why do we have to pay a fortune for basically the same thing? Why are we paying so much more than like the men's section of the store when it's essentially the same thing or has the same concept or design? I don't understand it. Swimsuits, you bring that up. That's a perfect example. Now, you can go to, you know, your big box store and you can pick up a swimsuit if you're lucky enough to be able to do that, because not all of us women can do that, right? You can pick one up for 20, 30 bucks. But if you need something with a little bit more lift, a little bit more coverage, now we're talking into like the hundreds, which is absolutely crazy. Mm. It's a swimsuit. Mm-hmm. What are we doing here? Mm-hmm. Like, that forever will just... jean shopping, we all know that I hate to jean shop, and mostly it's because, just give me a pair of jeans. What do I need karate kick jeans for? I remember searching for jeans for the boys a couple years ago, and they were both in different sizes, you know, puberty had slowed down, so we were slimming down, we needed the new jeans, things were changing, and jeans were getting too big, so we had, and tall, my boys all of a sudden shot up to like beyond, where I could see their faces and without looking up. And so we go into the store, we buy jeans, and I'm like, why do we have to karate kick jeans? Because you're going to karate kick in your jeans? Like, who's doing that?
Exactly.
Who's walking around doing that?
You go into a store and you look at the jean selection, at least in some of the stores I've been into, you look at the jean selection and there's like 10 bazillion
kinds of
jeans.
It's stupid.
Why not just go into a thrift store and buy a pair of jeans? Because then you're at least going to find a comfy, cool looking right. pair of jeans.
Plus, there's so many different cuts. Then you got to figure out which one looks best on you. There's the skinny jean, which is phasing out, thank goodness, because most people look like they have... Yes, there's boot cut, which I do personally love. Then flares came out a few years ago. Then we went to ultra high rise for women, and now we're back to ultra low rise because we're flashing back to the 90s. There's the straight leg. There's the crop. There's the boyfriend cut. There's the girlfriend cut, which I still haven't really figured out what the difference between the two are. And it's just, it's crazy to me. It just makes things way more complicated than it needs to be. But yet, here we do it all for the good of looking like something because we're letting robots attack our eyes. Right, I mean, that tells you exactly where the conversation ended up. It's craziness to me. I'll stick with my
flare
Levi's.
Jeans. Why do we need to go back to bell bottoms? I mean,
I don't mind a pair of boot cuts. Flare in the right moment in time with the right outfit, they work because you can wear like a little bit of a heel with them and stuff like that. So they work. I have one pair. They're not my favorites, but I'll pull them out every now and then depending on what the occasion is. But blazer, something fitted underneath with a little bit of a heel, you can make those work for certain occasions. But I don't know. Now we're back into the wide leg cuts again, which I'm always okay with. I like wide leg anything. Those make me happy. But just give me my pair of Levi's. Like, I'm good. Yeah. I know the number. Yeah. I know the size. I don't need you to add extra stretch. Just give me a pair of jeans. That's it.
I always felt like the 501s, the Levi 501s, they were my jam.
Those are the originals. That's why. Yeah. See, sometimes the originals are the best.
Exactly.
And I won't have to test out whether or not I can karate kick in them. Let's just put it like that. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at this forecast. It is going to be warm and beautiful today. Actually, over the next couple of days, we'll cool things down just a little bit on Friday. Sean Cable's going to tell you about that in just a moment. We'll also have a look at sports next with Mike Ganger here on Max FM.
Want to test drive U.S. Cellular's award-winning network? It's free for 30 days. Want to do it even faster? Get a race car driver to be your personal chauffeur.
Hey, my calls and data work great out here.
Test drive U.S. Cellular today. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Awards based on open signal independent data. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Race into your nearest local U.S. Cellular store, and we'll set you up in under 5 minutes for your no-cost 30-day trial. See us in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Antiques on Main celebrates Reedsburg area FFA members during National FFA Week. Call 524-0000 to learn more about Antiques on Main's estate sale services. They can help from sort to sale. Antiques on Main, great vintage shopping located in the heart of downtown Reedsburg.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent, running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314 and press 0.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa and Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. We make hydraulic hoses from 1/4 to 2 inches on the spot. We also custom bend hydraulic steel lines up to 1.25 inches and 20 feet long, ready for you in 1 to 2 days. For heavy equipment operators, industrial and farm, and the do-it-yourselfer, we'll get you the parts you need and back on the job. Shop Napa in Baraboo and Portage for hydraulic hoses and steel lines.
Get the good stuff!
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. WIA Girls Basketball Tournament got started yesterday. In Division 2, 4th Sectional 3, the Baraboo Thunderbirds have their season come to an end as the team falls on the road to number 7 Sparta, 51-33 the final in that matchup. Sparta will now move on to face number 2 on Alaska. Also in the tournament this past evening, it was Portage losing to La Crosse Central, 59-35. Home squad will move on to face number 3 DeForest. Those next matchups will be taking place on Friday, and that'll also include number 4 Reedsburg hosting number 5 Sauk Prairie. Each of those teams are in byes in that first round. Winner of that one will take on the winner between West Salem, the 1 seed, and number 9 La Crosse Logan. Logan upset Toma last night on the road. Mount Horeb also victorious yesterday over Delavendarian, 50-41.
We'll now move on to Face McFarland. Milton beat Monroe 88-13 to advance on to face Elkhorn, and Stoughton gets the win yesterday over Fort Atkinson. That was all for Division 2. In Division 3 action, number 9 Adams Friendship gets the road victory over GET 55-39. They'll now move on to face number 1 Elk Mound on Friday. Winner of that will meet the winner between number 4 Wisconsin Dells and number 5 Arcadia, also playing Friday evening. Mauston gets a win yesterday in Division 3 as well, 71-38 win against Black River Falls. They'll move on to face Altoona. Also last night in Division 3, number 9 Lodi has their season come to an end, 50-35 loss to East Troy. Columbus, 57-25 win over Mayville. And in Division 4, it was number 6 Partyville, 69-22 win over Montello. They'll now move on to face Random Lake. And number 4 Poinette will meet St. Mary Springs on Friday evening as well. You can get the full bracket and all the details over at WIAWI.org. Congratulations to the teams that moved on and also to those who had their season come to an end this past evening. Badger men's basketball team officially falls out of the top 25, but they do get a win this past evening against Maryland, 74-70, the final at home. Tyler Wall led the way for the Badgers with 18 points. Team has just 4 regular season games left. They'll be at Indiana on Tuesday of next week. Their last 3 games will have 2 pretty tough ones as they'll be hosting number 12 Illinois, welcoming Rutgers, and then finally heading to Purdue, the number 3 team in the country. That all leads up to the Big Ten tournament. All-star break continues for the Bucks. They'll be back at it again on Friday as the team will head to Minnesota to face the Timberwolves. It'll be a late start time, 9 p.m. tip-off for it. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be another nice one today. Mostly sunny, up to 55 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 32 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high right back up to 55. Friday, we'll be sunny and cooler with a high near 40. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
99.7 Max FM.
It's 8:52 right now. Thank you so much for spending your Wednesday with us. We always appreciate it. Halfway through another work week, already starting to look forward to another weekend. Prince now, I Would Die For You on 99.7 Max FM.
I'm not your lover.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM, 5 minutes before 9 right now. And on this Wednesday, Finn, as we're just trying to get through another work week, almost to the weekend, we've got some celebrating to do with today's calendar days. Now, I'm going to try to make these as exciting as I absolutely can, but I'm telling you, it's not great. It's slim pickings today, so let's just be prepared for that. Today is single-tasking day. You know how we like to pride ourselves on being a multitasker? Well, this is the day to throw that out the window and work on one thing at a time and not do any sort of multitasking. Kind of slows down the brain a little bit, doesn't it?
Good.
I don't know how to single task anymore, quite honestly. I've spent so long multitasking all the time. Single tasking would be, I think, a little difficult for me today. So I'll have to practice.
A novel approach. Try it.
Right? Yeah. Exactly. I'll have to work on my skills. Card reading day is also today. Now, I don't know if this means a specific card that you've gotten.
Tarot card kind of thing, or
just,
what?
Just to read a card. Now, we read and enjoy greeting cards that have been sent over the years.
Okay.
Yep,
yeah.
And some we've kept for sentimental reasons. So if you have any of those, I guess this is the day, as I read about what card reading day is, to go pull those out and just remember what, you know, some of those sentiments that somebody sent to you actually were over the years, or how important those people may have been to you, or reminisce about the fact that some of those people may not be with us anymore, kind of thing. So that's kind
of
cool.
If you've hung
idea.
On to them, they're fun to read. You go back and read what people thought. Yeah.
I have a lot that my mama has sent me over the years, or given me for certain days or birthdays, or, you know, something special. So I've kept a hold of a lot of those over the years. And then, of course, as a mama, I couldn't keep every art project that my kids ever did. Not that there were a lot of them, because my kids did not like art projects, but some of those special ones that they made when they were little, I have those in a keepsake box as well. So not everything, but, you know, the books they made about how much they about their family, and special cards they made me on Mother's Day, and things
like
that.
You have to hold on to some of those.
A few of those things, for sure. Let's see. Today is also National Grain-Free Day. So, of course, you know, whether you can be grain-free, whether you don't have to be grain-free, this is the day to kind of embrace not eating the grains of the world. So there you have it. And then, of course, we get into the food ones, which World Kombucha Day is today, if that tells you how boring this day actually is. I'm not a fan. I know a lot of people love kombucha. Not my thing. Not my thing at all. But I can get behind this one. National Sticky Bun Day is also
there
today. I just see that as a big old cinnamon roll or a caramel roll. That's essentially what I see when I think of Sticky Bun Day. And I'll always get behind that one. You can guarantee it.
Yes. Much better than the other stuff.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. No, not my thing. But I know a lot of people swear by it. So there you go. I'll swear by a sticky bun. We'll each live harmoniously today.
Safer.
Exactly. Taking a look at the forecast right now. It's going to be beautiful again today. Try to get out and enjoy some of this gorgeous February weather. Hard to believe we're saying that. But lots of sunshine. 55 today. Down to 32 tonight, more sun, and 55 tomorrow. Then as we look ahead to Friday, it's going to be sunny but cooler. A high right around 40. Right now, it's 43.
Slama's Lawn and Sport salutes Reedsburg FFA students during National FFA Week. Located at 2160 East Main Street, Slama's Lawn and Sport is your local John Deere dealer. Check out the new and used equipment for sale at Slama's Lawn and Sport of Reedsburg.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes nurse midwife Beth Adsit.
I am a nurse midwife here at RAMC. In my role, I care for women from the start of puberty through menopause, really caring for women through those childbearing years and supporting them through all those transitions of life. I love supporting women through that labor where they think, I can't do this. And then all of a sudden it clicks and they know I'm strong enough to get through this and bring my child into the world.
Learn more about nurse midwife Beth Adsit at RAMCHealth.com.
Your experience is our top priority